Thank goodness it's Tuesday. Thank goodness Royce Hickman is here today so that we can get an accurate report as to what happened yesterday at the banner-raising ceremony, as opposed to what we've had to suffer through from our soon-departing sports director.
Well, you know, listening earlier, it was obvious there's one amongst you that's a short-timer.
Yeah. I mean, having interest in actually going out and doing your job, and instead of, I don't know, using clips he'd seen on television or random reports from the event, you, sir, were there.
I was there. Okay, first of all, they're alphabetical except for Texas A&M, which is in one of the two center ones there.
Now, yeah. Chase did have a question, yeah, because we looked at the picture today on the in the newspaper, and it would appear that the ball on top of the flagpoles was gold in only a couple of cases and silver on all the rest. Is that just a lighting thing? Or are they all
They
gold?
All look the same
okay.
to me there.
All right, that's fine. Okay, that answers that.
But then again, maybe my eyes
No, no, that's yeah. no.
And the other thing that was erroneously reported
there was a blatant piece
it was
of
shocking,
misinformation.
To be honest with you, because of the normal accuracy of the station. But
yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
The flags, 13 of the flags were raised together. Then there was a special raising of the Texas A&M flag to join the others.
How symbolic that was.
See. Yeah. Makes sense when you say it.
Tom must not be in his office over there.
No, I'm here.
Yeah.
He's not arguing with me about it.
No, I'm here.
He just, he's not arguing because you were right you were there.
Yes.
That's all there is.
Yes. Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. But it was a good day and there was a large crowd there. And if you were there, you had a chance of getting a, this is SEC country yard sign, which I now have in my yard.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Huh. Tom, do you have one of those?
No, I don't. No, I guess I
take that to Nebraska. That'll confuse them. You can't hear him?
I can't hear Tom.
Oh. Y'all can't hear Tom?
I can hear Tom.
I think the whole world except for Royce can hear Tom.
Is he being ugly about me?
No, he's not. No. I can't imagine why anything would be different, but they can't.
Can you hear Tom?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'm not saying anything, really.
I don't know. That's very... Yeah.
Wait, let me see.
Push a button in there.
Oh, I can hear now.
Okay, now you can.
There you go. Oh, okay. The button got pushed.
Well, they had you on audition. You couldn't hear anything.
You mean we were just auditioning?
Yeah.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. Exactly. You want to do that all over again, Royce?
Yeah, I was auditioning for Tom's job. Man, see, Tom, it doesn't take long. You're already...
That's
you're leaving. We're ready to push
that's
you
right.
out the door, buddy.
Short-timer becomes no-timer, just like that.
Yeah, we can do that. Okay, so now, Royce, when was the last time you played Jethro Trivia with us?
Oh,
Well, if you have to think that long, it's been too
long.
It's
been about probably 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, well, here we go then. Yeah, today, it's time for Jethro Trivia. And
You're eligible again.
And I have to say that Leah, of course, how are you today?
I'm good.
Okay, Leah, I think is really maybe the most veteran of our guests.
Oh, I know.
Because we're almost always playing this on
she's
on
very good at it.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
So now putting the pressure on her. Here we go. All right, so it's time for Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play and easy to win. Today, it's Environmental Warriors. Environmental Warriors. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg hates going from an air-conditioned building into a hot, sticky car. So, to get his official SUV cooled down faster, the mayor has equipped the vehicle with what? Is it A, a remote starter? B, an aid to start up the vehicle and cool it a few minutes before he gets in? C, a portable air conditioner? Or D, nothing? He just has the driver keep the engine running. So, A, remote starter. B, an aid to start the vehicle up early. C, a portable air conditioner, or D, they just keep the engine running. Tom?
I'm going to say the portable air conditioner.
A portable air conditioner. Mm-hmm. Okay, Chase.
What was that A?
That was C.
No, it was a remote starter was A.
Right. Yeah, I thought you said A.
Oh, no, I said Chase.
No.
I thought he said
Tom. Tom said A, and
no.
then he said portable.
No,
said
I said, hey, that's
what we're going to do.
I said, that which sounds like an A.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Who's on first?
He's on your case
I'm
today.
Sorry, blew my mind.
He's on your case.
I know. Can
All
he
right,
still
Chase?
Hear me?
Yes, he can. Yeah. Okay, what do you got?
You know, this time of year, you know, remote starter is the obvious one, mm-hmm. But that's too common for someone like Mayor Bloomberg.
Yeah, why would that make news?
I'm gonna go with D. They just leave the engine running.
Okay. All right, Leah.
You know, again, remote start would make sense, but knowing how much my mother pays in taxes in New York State, he probably has someone doing sitting in it all.
Oh, just sitting in it all the time. Okay.
Aid to turn it on when he needs it.
Okay.
B.
Yeah, whatever. I think that would
be. An aid to start the vehicle and cool it down a few minutes.
Three people, three answers so far.
Yeah.
What will Royce do?
Yeah.
You got to go with the remote starter.
WWRD.
Okay, I'll go with the remote starter.
What would WWRD? What would Royce do?
It's a question to live by, my friend.
Oh,
a question to live by.
It's on my bumper.
I got stuck with one.
You don't have to. That's the whole thing that's so wonderful about this game.
The safe thing to go is go with Leah. She's experienced.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, the answer is Tom is actually right. The answer is a window air conditioner has been installed in a backseat window.
How about
According
that?
To the New York Post, Mayor Bloomberg hung a big boxy window air conditioning unit window of his SUV to cool the car on very hot days.
Does he have foil on the windows,
too? How trashy is that?
Good grief.
The city has a 3-minute idling restriction, so you can't just keep the engine running, see? Besides, he says aids, the AC unit leaves less of a carbon footprint than idling the V8 engine.
Deliver me.
Will it drop out and kill a dog like Kramer did?
So there we go. All right, we got that done. All right,
and we brought up animals.
Yeah, we did.
That's right.
Excellent. Yeah. We are all about the segue. All right. So anyway, so Leah's here this morning from the animal shelter. And so, what's going on?
Oh, you know, we finished off our half-price cat and kitten adoptions on Saturday with 12 adoptions.
Okay.
So we had a really great day and one returned to owners. So again, if you're missing your dog, come by and look. We have still some cats and dogs labeled for $12. They're animals that have been in our building a bit longer, and we really would like them to be there because we do feel every dog deserves a home, or I say dog, cat, guinea pig, rabbit.
Any of those?
Oh, I didn't look to see if the rabbit was still there. We did have
a bunny. I like bunnies. The bunnies are neat.
Mrs. Yeah. Blackbeard.
Oh, really?
So okay. I did not check this morning to see if she was there. But anyhow, so we do have some great adoption specials still, and tomorrow's 4th of July, so more than likely some of the festivities will begin today.
Mm-hmm.
Please make sure your pet is in a well-secured area, not just chunked in the backyard when you go visit the fireworks display, because the 4th of July, the 5th of July are the busiest days for animal shelters. Dogs, cats get scared from the fireworks, and of course they end up at the shelter. If you've got the opportunity today, come by and get your animal microchipped. If it's not, $15 will get you a microchip, and $15 will get you a county tag. And all you need for either one of those is your current rabies vaccination. So if you come in with that little certificate, we can take care of you at any point in time while we're open. We're looking into the future. We had a Wienerfest meeting last night. Again, mark your calendars. October 27th is this year's Wienerfest. We're looking for volunteers and sponsors for that event. The sponsorships will give people the opportunity to do a single year naming of something depending upon what your level of sponsorship is.
Okay.
So you could very possibly, depending on your sponsorship, have your name on the dog building or the cat building for an entire year. So some great opportunities there. If you need more information, we'll have a link from our website to Wienerfest, along with there's a Wienerfest Facebook page, and you can always call the shelter and ask for more information as well. So that's all going on. Again, it's hot out. Please make sure your pets are inside or at least in shade with water, and don't leave them in there in your car.
Yeah, no, heavens no.
So if you're interested in any of the dogs available for adoption, please come by and visit us. We will be closed tomorrow, however, so if your dog does go missing, come in on the next day. And we're at 5359 Leonard Road, and you can find more information on our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org.
There you go. And I know you might think it's a great idea, but unless you have a very rare dog, taking them to a fireworks display is not a good thing.
Bad
and if you're going to the fireworks display, if your dog or your dog has a safe place, a place where they feel comfortable.
Right. We do recommend that you bring them inside, put them in their crate if they're a dog that's crated. If not, at least bring them inside. A lot of people think, I'll just leave them outside, forget about, even if you're just going to dinner this evening, you're not thinking about fireworks, and maybe your neighbors are, or when they do start going off, depending on where you live, Even the ones at the library might scare your dog just because you're within enough, you're close enough that it's going to bother them. And so please keep that in mind. Yeah. And your cats, too. I mean,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, I know some people let their cats in and out. So it's definitely make sure you're aware of all that.
That's it. Okay. Very good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
And of course, Royce is here, too. How are you today?
Great. It's good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. What do you have
for
us?
And a big howdy to all of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we've got Ladies Night Prom Rewind coming up.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the activity has been hectic in the office. Yesterday, all kinds of ladies in there trying on prom dresses and whatever. I mean, I know rumor has it that a TV personality is going as a principal and my wife's going as a chaperone. I don't know.
But, wow, really?
But this is getting to be a big, big event.
Yeah,
it'll be a week from Friday, July 13th, of all things. Ladies, get out those prom dresses or get out the bridesmaid dress that you thought you'd never wear again.
Sure, one more chance. One more chance.
And the event is Friday the 13th at the College Station Hilton. It'll begin at 7 o'clock in the evening. It'll run till 11:30. Title sponsors are Dr. Angeletta Brown, MD, and Chrome, a salon experience. There's going to be dinner. Blackjack, Texas Hold'em, and live entertainment, which is where the guys come in.
Oh, yeah.
Tables start at $600. Individual tickets are $75. And what a great way for companies to reward the women in their office by purchasing a table and letting them have a night out on their own. Just so many things going on there. I just will tell you it's a great evening for the ladies. If you want more information about that, you can get it online, www.bcschamber.org, or give us a call at 260-5200. We do have a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up on Monday. It's Tap Bents from Outback Steakhouse. He's remodeled the facility, and I'm very anxious for everyone to come out there. This is 4:30 to 5:30 on Monday the 9th. Public is invited. There's no charge. Come out and celebrate. Tap does so many good things in the community through Outback. And one of the things they're doing that day is they're having a silent auction to raise money for Operation Homefront. So come out and join us Monday the 9th at 4:30 to 5:30. Leadership Brazos applications for those that are interested in the 9-month leadership program that will let you know a lot about our community. You'll get a chance to meet a lot of leaders in our community. The cost for that's $800 if you're a chamber member, $900 for non-chamber members. There are scholarships available. The deadline for those applications is July 31st. Those applications are available at our office, or you can download those at our chamber website. We're also looking for Community Impact Award nominations. This is for historically underutilized businesses, Hispanic, African-American, women-owned, Asian, and American Indian, those five categories.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a business that fits one of those categories, just all you need to do is give us the name of the business and where they're located. We'll contact them, let them know they've been nominated. They can either accept the nomination or not. If they accept it, we have some information we ask for. So the nomination process is so simple. Just let us know. We think these folks would be a good business to recognize as for our Community Impact Award nominations. A couple of other quick things. Mary and I and Dina were all over in Bastrop a week before last for the annual Texas Chamber of Commerce Executives annual conference. This is a four-day event that brings close to 300 folks into the area. The Convention and Visitors Bureau worked with us to bid on that. And we did win that bid for 2014.
Wonderful.
So we will bring the Texas Chamber of Commerce executives. These are executives from chambers all over the state of Texas into our community in 2014.
Congratulations.
I'm very excited about that. Also, I did want to recognize our Platinum Inner Circle Spotlight is on ANCO Insurance, a longtime business that have just done so many good things. The other thing I wanted to say personally is Tom, you and I go back a long way, and it is with mixed emotions that I wish you the best as you go forward, because believe me, you've left a big impact on this community that's going to be hard to replace, and we're going to miss you greatly.
Yep.
And I'll close out by saying happy 4th to everybody. We live in a wonderful country. Let's celebrate the birthday in proper ways.
There you go. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And we visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well.